Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to Fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 weeks to Fitness, episode number 34. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, in this program, I will be joined by Jada Hooks Wilson from Hamden, Connecticut. Jada dropped to 172 pounds after weighing in close to 300 pounds just 2 years ago. Jada considers herself a work in progress. During the interview, Jada will share the major events in her life that put her on the path towards a healthy lifestyle and how she is now inspiring others through her 30-day Challenges with Jada Facebook group, which grew from a membership of 26 people to 150 people in less than 24 hours. 3 weeks into the challenge, the group has now grown to over 450 motivated active members, and more are being added each day. This is truly an inspiring story of how one woman snatched victory from the jaws of defeat. Now remember the words of Eileen Caddy, who said, "Set your sights high, the higher the better. Expect the most wonderful things to happen, not in the future, but right now. Realize that nothing is too good. Allow absolutely nothing to hamper you or hold you up in any way. And now that's worth thinking." Welcome back to 6 weeks to Fitness. Jada Hooks Wilson grew up in Hamden, Connecticut, the daughter of two trailblazing parents. Her mom was the first African-American school teacher in the Milford, Connecticut school system, and her dad, along with two other gentlemen, was one of the few black research chemists at Olin Research Corporation. Her dad was also the president of the NAACP for about 16 years, until shortly before his death in 2000. Jada Hooks' family was known around their West Haven neighborhood as being called the Runners because Jada's father would wake the kids up in the morning and take them for a jog around the football field. Jada credits her father for making her health conscious as a child. Unfortunately, Jada went astray during her college years at the University of Connecticut, and shortly thereafter, her weight increased to almost 300 pounds. And considering that Jada is about 5 feet 1 inch tall, that's an incredible amount of weight to be carrying on such a small frame. Jada will share with us the aha moment that motivated her to drop over 126 pounds and the movement she started on Facebook to help others achieve their goals. I am pleased to welcome Jada to our program. Jada, how are you?
I am fine, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You are such a phenomenal, just incredible woman. I can't wait for my listeners to hear about you. You know, I really am. Now, Jada, share with my listeners your aha moment. What happened in your life that set you on the path to improving your health?
Well, my aha moment, Vince, came when I had a physician's appointment. And of course, getting on the scale was that eye-opening moment, because some people know when you allow weight to creep on, you don't like to get on the scale. You kind of go into this place of denial. So seeing that number of 298 and letting me know I was 2 pounds away from being 300 was really a shocker to me. But additionally, I was diagnosed as being pre-diabetic. And having a label like that for me was very scary. So the physician said, along with all of my other blood work seemed to be a little askew, you need to do something quick. So that was my aha moment. I needed to do something.
Okay. And what did you do?
Well, I started, I thought first about my father and how disappointed he would be. Though he had never expressed it, you know, a few cautions here and there. So I decided to start doing something small, like just getting up and walking. Something as simple as walking. I knew I couldn't run because, again, too, I was having some knee joint issues.
Sure.
So I simply decided to walk, you know, do fast walking. I got my podcast and my music, you know, hit the road.
Okay. So what else happened?
Well, I joined Jenny Craig. I did Weight Watchers. I tried all of those programs, and yes, they did work for the period of time that I was on them. And then once the program ended, you know, my weight kind of went up and down. And so finally I hired a trainer and said, look, I need some one-to-one. You know, I need to incorporate this into my lifestyle and make it something permanent.
Did something happen while you lost the 50 pounds? And what was a shocking moment in your life that happened when you lost 50 pounds?
Oh, a very shocking moment happened. I had lost 50 pounds and I was on one of those programs. And I was going and getting my weigh in and getting measured and all of that. And everybody was happy about, you know, each pound that came off. But one thing that disturbed them was my waistline wasn't reducing. And the scale was showing I was losing weight, but my waistline was staying the same, not really getting larger, but just staying the same. So one weekend we had gone away to Cape Cod. You know, I did moped riding, was, you know, very kind of active because I had incorporated it in, came home and sat back to eat dinner and something kicked in my stomach.
Really?
Yes, it scared me to death, Vince. I thought tumor, I didn't know what it was. So that was a Sunday. Monday, I went to work, and I worked at a hospital. So my physician's office was directly across the street. I told her what happened. She said, come right away. So on my lunch break, went over. My husband at the time met me there, and because we were both concerned. And she said, let me take a look, see what's going on. Put the ultrasound, you know, on my stomach. Ran out of the office, came back in with her father. This is Dr. Maria Aziz. And she looked at me and she said, Jada, you'll never guess. And I said, what? And she said, you are pregnant. And on top of this, you know, we were having infertility issues. So we were going to, you know, start the whole infertility process. So the fact that you say you're pregnant amazed me. But Vince, what even was more amazing was she said, no, Jada, you're not just pregnant. You're 7.5 to 8 months pregnant.
Wow.
Well, the whole office went up in an uproar.
Yes, yes.
And so that news kind of spread, you know, throughout the office, my job, my friends, and even now, 19 years later, people still know that story, Vince.
Really?
Yes.
So
yeah.
You're telling me that you were carrying a baby for 7.5 to 8 months without even knowing
it. Without even knowing it.
Wow. And that's basically because of your weight gain.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. The weight gain. And then I didn't feel anything because I was working out. I was walking. I started lifting weight. So amazingly, I was doing everything that my body needed at that time, drinking water, you know, doing everything. And I attribute that to God, you know, just setting me on the right path for doing something that I wanted so badly. But, yep, I didn't realize a thing.
Unbelievable. But your baby, you had a healthy delivery.
Oh,
the baby's fine.
Yes.
And now, did you gain the weight back after you had the baby?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, Vince. Yep, I did. Time, you know, taking care of the baby, stole that time that I had reserved away for working out and exercise. Yeah. So slowly, yes, the weight gain came back.
Wow. So now share with the audience what happened after that, because now you're back to work.
Right.
Maybe 17, 18 years later.
Yep.
What happens next in your life that's so dramatic?
Well, the next thing that happened is we had taken on a lot of responsibility here at home. Things were shifting on the job. The hospital I was working for was in big financial distress. And so they were taken over by Yale New Haven Hospital. And as a result of that, I lost my position. And I had been there for 24 years then. 26 years. So that was a big, you know, that was a big wake up call, because a lot of times what we do, you know, is tied into who we think we are.
Yes.
So I lost my job. My last day, Vince, was on 9/11/2013.
Really?
I don't know why they picked that day, but it was 9/11. So on 9/12, after crying all night, I woke up, and I remember this distinctly. I said, I'm waking up at the same time I get up to go to work. I'm going to wake up and work on myself. So that morning, I got up like I was preparing for work. I put on my workout clothes, and I packed my food for the day because I planned on spending all day there, just like I would have at work. And,
yeah.
And I went to the gym. I worked out. I did cardio. My break was my meal. I worked out again. And Vince, I did this for the next year. I would say 3 times a day. I incorporated cardio, weightlifting, boot camp classes, and this is all at Fulton Fitness. And that was my lifestyle. I said, I'm going to put me first.
So you're telling me you were at this job for 26 years,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And being at that job, I mean, basically that was like your family,
yes,
your close friends,
mm-hmm,
and you had no idea that they were going to terminate all of you guys.
Right, no idea. We thought they were coming in to save us.
Wow. You thought they were coming in to save you.
Yes.
Oh, my
yep,
goodness.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. But to your surprise, they were coming in to terminate you.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And here you are. You weigh 298 pounds,
yes,
right?
Uh-huh.
And so when this happened, though, instead of saying, well, let me go and find another job and
right,
and continue working for somebody,
right,
you said, let me focus on me. Right.
Exactly.
Let exactly me take care of me now. So you got yourself together just like you were going to work any other day.
Yep.
But instead of that, you are eating healthier and you started exercising.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And Vince, I wish I could say the transition was that easy, but working out really saved my sanity, because that's a big transition, you know. And so the endorphins that you get from working out, that really, really saved me from sinking low.
Because if you didn't have that, what do you think would have happened?
I would have gone into deep, deep depression. I know that.
Wow.
I wouldn't have had a purpose, a focus. I needed to focus on something significant.
Yes. But what made you choose fitness? It's because of your father, your
yes,
upbringing?
Yes. Yep. It was in me. You know, it was in me. You know, sometimes we think that as parents, the things that we pour into our children gets lost. But during those times, you know, when we really need it, it
yes,
really kicks in. And that's what kicked in for me.
Oh, my goodness. Really? It really did.
Yep.
And it took about a year for you to lose the weight?
It took me 13 months to drop 100 pounds. And Vince, it was exciting. I threw a party for myself.
You threw a party for yourself?
Yeah. 95 pounds wasn't good. 96, 97. When I got to 99, I said, okay, I'm going to put in another hour of cardio to get that pound off. When I saw the scale at 100, I celebrated. That was a big moment. I remember I posted on Facebook, and that's how Facebook kind of started. I wanted to make what I was doing public. I needed accountability. And so from day one, I told everyone what I was doing. So throughout that year, I had some really excellent followers who just motivated me, encouraged me to keep going each pound. So they knew when I reached 100, they knew it too.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, let me ask you now.
Yes.
So this was all done naturally?
Yes, all naturally. Oh, yeah. Blood, sweat, and tears.
Oh, okay. No liposuction?
Nope. No
good
lipo.
You.
Yep. No time.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Wow, because I'm amazed. I mean, I saw the picture,
uh-huh,
and, you know, obviously I saw the picture before and after,
mm-hmm,
and I've had the privilege of looking at your Facebook page, and
okay,
I'm so impressed with the intensity, the energy, the dedication of you and the people in your group.
Thank
but
you.
Let's talk about that group, because now
yeah,
you took it upon yourself not just to help yourself, but now you're helping to motivate others.
Yeah.
What is the name of your Facebook group?
The Facebook group is, it's called the 30-Day Challenge with Jada.
the 30-day challenge with Jada.
Yeah. And you know what? It started out just being a plank challenge, like long before this group exploded. It was just a plank challenge that I did. I had maybe 10, 15 people. So then I wanted to just not constrict it to a plank. So I just made it 30-day challenges with Jada. Who's going to do this with me? You know?
Yes. Okay. And what happened as a result of that?
Oh, my gosh, Vince. And I put it out there. I think it was right before, right after Thanksgiving. I said, you know what? You know, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to put it out there. We need to get on board and just, you know, before the holiday, after the holidays, that sort of thing. In less than 24 hours, my group grew from 15 to 20 people to over 150 people, Vince. I was completely amazed. All day.
I am too.
Yes, all day I was adding people. I just couldn't believe it had taken off like that.
Yes. I mean, 150 people in
yes.
24 hours.
Less than 24 now, hours.
Now, what does that tell you about people?
It tells me that there are people out there who, first of all, want to be a part of something, who need encouragement, who need motivation, and yes, who have a mindset to be healthy. So that's what that told me, and I was kind of surprised, you know?
Yes, yes. But the thing is, they needed support. They needed someone
yes.
like you who've gone through it, who's still going through it,
yeah.
to help become part of a larger family.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Now, how many people are part of the group today?
Now I have about, let's see, I haven't checked this morning because I was still adding people last night. So I'm somewhere
really?
Around the range, yeah, 430. And it doesn't matter. It's day 12 into the or day 13 into the month. And I still encourage people, get on board wherever you are. So I have about 430 or more.
430 people within what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks. Yep, exactly. I'm right on the verge of 500.
That is crazy.
Yes, absolutely.
That's amazing. And now, how's it work, though? Uh-huh. Every day you guys are posting. Give us an idea how it works.
Well, usually after midnight or first thing in the morning, I will post a reminder of how many squats everyone has to do and how long they have to hold a plank, because it's a plank and a squat challenge. Initially, I actually send out the whole calendar of what they have to do. I send them a nice welcome letter, tell them, you know, what some general guidelines about eating, and then I tell them every morning I'm going to send you a reminder. And sometimes people get up to work out even before the reminder has gone out, which just shows me the level of motivation and commitment people have. So I try to get that out after midnight so people know. And then throughout the day, people are posting their pictures, their videos. And Vince, let me tell you, this group has gotten so creative in displaying what they have done, because it's become a sense of pride and accomplishment. So it's amazing to see.
I was quite amazed that there's so many people doing that,
yeah.
and especially during the holiday
yeah.
season,
yeah.
when most people are doing the opposite. They're
right.
pigging out.
Right.
And throwing their exercises to the wind.
Right, exactly,
you know?
Exactly. What I try to teach them is, this is a lifestyle. It's not, you know, it's something that you continue through the holidays. And I'm going to show you how to do that and not feel guilty. You know, you put your work in, you put your time in, and then you can enjoy and you keep it going.
Oh, definitely. You keep it going. And you're helping them to keep it going.
Right.
That is amazing.
Thank
now,
you.
I mean, really, you know, I said this to you off air. I'm just so impressed with what you have done. It's I'm just totally shocked, but I'm impressed, but I'm happy, and I commend you for it, because you're proof that it works.
Thank
you know.
Thank you very much. Thank
but
you.
Now, what about V2 Fitness Studio? I've seen that on your site. Explain that to my listeners. What is V2 Fitness Studio?
V2 Fitness Studio is my one-to-one personal space, and it's actually a converted garage. That's done up very nicely. Mirrors, carpeting, That is my studio. I have three cardio machines. I have an elliptical treadmill, a spin bike. I have a universal workout machine. I have weights that, you know, go up to 500 pounds. I have everything that exists in a gym because I didn't want to give myself any excuse. So when I started working out, I needed to make this a place. I had to trick my mind into saying, Jody, you're going to the gym. Even if it was right downstairs,
yeah.
It had to become a separate entity in my mind. So when I go to V2 Studios, that's where I'm going, right there.
And it's basically in your house.
Yep, in my house. Yep, right there in my house.
Okay. And I noticed you have something that says that's called Jaw Spa.
Yes, yeah. Jaw Spa. I'm embarking on a certification in therapeutic massage. And actually, the name Jaw Spa transferred from my office at work. People used to walk into my office, and they loved the atmosphere. I had soft music playing. I had nice scents. They always felt welcome. And so interestingly enough, when I got into therapeutic massage, that was a name that naturally came to mind. You know, it was a Jaw Spa there, and that was the name a physician gave it. And so I just carried that over.
So you're studying to be a massage therapist?
Yes, therapeutic massage.
Therapeutic massage,
yes,
nice.
Yeah, I'd like to focus on sports massage, but I love the whole relaxation techniques as well.
Okay, great. And I understand you're also studying to be a certified personal trainer.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, most definitely. That makes good sense. And as well, you should be a personal trainer after all the stuff you're putting everybody else through.
Tell me about it. Thank you.
Now, explain, what is the V2 Fitness Kitchen, and how did that come about?
That came about, I'm actually embarking on just learning how to put foods together. So, as I would work out in V2 Studio, come upstairs in the kitchen, and people know, you know, I'm one of those that would kind of post what I'm doing. So I started posting what I was eating. You know, I'm preparing my oatmeal. I'm doing this. This is the way I'm doing my chicken. So finally it hit me, you know, where am I? Again, it became a separate entity. I'm in my V2 kitchen. This is where I prepare my healthy food.
Amazing.
So just learning how to prepare foods myself, I said, you know what? Let me create a place where people can come and learn along with me. You know, what do I put together? You know, what are some ideas? So that really inspired the V2 Kitchen, V2 Fitness Kitchen.
Wow, that is amazing. Again, so you have V2 Fitness Studio in Jaw Spa.
Yeah.
And then you have V2 Fitness Kitchen.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I see a TV show coming down the
pipe
here.
Oh, thank you.
Now, let me ask you this. I understand you started a company called Digital Creations of Connecticut. Now, tell us something about that, because that's quite interesting.
Well, I have this kind of creative gene in me, I think. But I didn't like myself then, to be honest. And so I always avoided the camera, but I was always a quiet person, so I liked observing. I liked capturing people in their moments. So that's what I did. And I just did it for fun. But when I would do that, you know, people said, you know, I like your work. You know, you need to really do this. So in order to keep myself from being in front of the camera, I set up a place where I can be behind the camera. And that's how Digital Creation came about. But it's surprising to people because now going through this process, this transformation myself, I post a lot of pictures. But for 30 some years, I was never in front of the camera. So this is a way for me to transform, a way for me to accept myself. So when people think, oh, you know, you like taking pictures, it's actually quite the opposite. I'm learning to accept my change.
That's That's funny because I know that when I was first introduced to you, and I did go to your, I went to your Facebook page, I even Twitter, I saw these pictures, and I'm like, wow, this woman really loves taking pictures of herself.
Right, quite the opposite.
Actually, it was the opposite. Yes. You didn't like taking pictures of yourself, but now you are as a way, it's like therapy.
Exactly. You know?
Say, love yourself. This is who you are,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And I want people to do that, which is why I encourage the videos and I encourage pictures, because people need to document this change. Because sometimes when weight loss happens so quickly, you don't get to embrace that moment throughout each step. So this is a way of allowing them to see, oh, look, I'm changing. Look, and people appreciate the change.
Yes, they do. Definitely.
Yes.
It's nothing like seeing it come off.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
But if you don't document the journey, sometimes you don't appreciate the journey.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. That's it.
Now, all right. So you lost 126 pounds.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh huh. 128 now.
Okay. 128.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I need those 2 pounds.
Yes. forgive me. Exactly. But share with us, okay, the exercises that you do on a daily basis, and how many days a week you work out right now.
Well, I work out 6 days a week, and sometimes 7, because, you know, it can be addicting in a good way.
Yes.
So right now I start with a morning cardio session, and sometimes the morning cardio session I incorporate the challenge, my planks and my squats. And then I will have a strength training session where I'll work out with weights. And then after that, I'll do maybe a quick 30-minute cardio session. And then sometimes in the evening at Fulton Fitness, they'll have either a boot camp or a spin class. So now my days may consist of morning cardio, afternoon strength training, and then an evening cardio.
Wow. So you have cardio, what, 2 or 3 times a day?
Yeah, but the key is to keep them in short, you know, in short segments. So I may do 30, if I'm going to do strength training, I only do a 30-minute cardio in the morning, 30-minute cardio in the evening. If I'm not going to weight train, then my first session may be a 45-minute cardio session. So I kind of try to balance it out.
Okay, great. And it's and you're saying that it's about 6 or 7 days a week.
Yes, yeah.
That you do this.
Yeah.
Okay, but you don't. You never get tired of it. You don't burn out.
No, I don't. Well, I think we all go through that period of, you know, you have to listen to your body, and sometimes my body says, okay, today you're going to rest. You know, today you're going to take it easy. But for some of us, Vince, we kind of learn that a rest day doesn't always mean complete rest. I may get on the treadmill, or I may get on my spin bike for just 30 minutes, only because it's in me to do it, but I'll make that a slower day. So there are days when my body says you need to slow it down. So that's important, real important to listen.
Listen to your body.
Yes.
I always say that. Very, very important. Yes. Now, let's talk about the nutrition aspect of it now, because I personally believe that's a very important part.
Yes.
So what do you eat on a regular basis?
My diet is very simple. I eat a protein, vegetables, and carbs. Every meal usually has a protein and a vegetable in it. I eat 6 to 8 meals a day. And that's generally every 2.5 to 3 hours. So that keeps my metabolism going throughout the day.
That's good, because most people think, if I want to lose weight, I'm going to eat once a day.
Right, exactly, exactly. And that was my downfall before losing weight. I could go all day and just not eat. So, of course, you know, the body holds on to what it thinks it needs.
Yes.
So that's what was happening. Yes, it was actually... a really good form of discipline for me to eat every 3 hours. I'd have to set off an alarm, you know, say, eat Jada. And that's how I had to program myself.
Wow. So 6 to 7 times,
yep.
6 to 8 times a day.
Yeah.
So what time in the morning do you get up, and what time do you go to bed?
Well, sleep is an issue. Usually I may get up around 7, And the whole rule of thumb is to eat your first meal, you know, within an hour of rising. So that would be my first meal. I've kind of switched it up a bit. I used to do what we call, you know, fasting cardio, where I would just do my first cardio session on an empty stomach. But now sometimes I'll just incorporate maybe a green juice, and I may put some egg whites in there, gulp that down, give me about 20 minutes to a half hour, and then hit the machine. So that's my first meal. At night, usually my last meal right before going to bed may just be a simple protein shake. And that's with maybe a half a scoop or a scoop of protein. So that's the last meal.
What time of day? What time of night is that?
Maybe around 11.
Oh, okay, really?
Yeah.
You don't go to bed what, 1?
Yeah. So, well, sometimes I'm, you know, I have to answer my posts from my team, so I may
exactly.
stay awake a little longer. Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm getting at. I know you post these. You make these posts after midnight.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking. You don't. You must not sleep.
Right. Sometimes people wonder, do you ever go to sleep? But yeah, I do.
So let me ask you this next question about your current 30-day challenge.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Now, how's that going?
Oh, it's going great. It's going great. You know, we're going into week 2. This is day 13 today. People are still as motivated as they were on day 1. You know, that was something I was worried about. You know, is it going to be something that's on fire the first couple of days and then people wean off? But Vince, people are in there and they're motivated and they're still going. So it's great.
Hey, look, I am still in awe, okay? I'm in awe. Okay. But now that this is going well and more people are joining in for this challenge, and this is December,
yeah.
What happens in January?
In January, well, toward the end of December, I will probably introduce another challenge. I want to give people the idea that, or the philosophy, that it's not something that just ends after 30 days. This is a lifestyle that we need to incorporate, and I want them to look back on how good they felt during these 30 days, and it doesn't have to stop. You know, this is something that they can incorporate in and continue throughout a lifetime.
Oh, most definitely. And you know that people gained 3 to 5 pounds around the holiday season.
Yes.
So it's so impressive that you have your group, you know, the 30-day challenge taking place at a time when people usually fall off the wagon.
Right, exactly, exactly.
This is great.
Yes.
Number one, New Year's resolution is to lose weight.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
So you're at a perfect time is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
But now, can anyone join your group?
Oh, yeah. Anybody can join at any time. You know, I encourage them to start right where they are. Even though we're on day 13, there are some people joining today that are starting on day 1. And I tell them it's just important that you start. You know, don't worry about how much you can do, how long you could do. The goal is to challenge yourself. You know, it's not about competing with, you know, your teammate, but start right where you are. So there are no restrictions.
Now, how are people finding you, though? I mean, these new people coming and joining in, how are they finding you?
I think it's that old method of a friend tells a friend tells a friend. You know, sometimes some people, they tell somebody else, or they may see my post in a fitness group. So that's how it's been happening. You know, I have... I don't even know how many people. I just have no idea of who they are, how they found me, but they're requesting to join. You know, I heard about your fit challenge, or they may friend request, and I'll say, are you just generally requesting me, or do you want the fit challenge? And then they'll ask, well, what is that? And then they'll say, yeah, I need to do that. So
exactly.
Yeah.
That's interesting, though, because I did tell a friend of mine once I heard about you, learned about you, about your challenge.
Okay.
And she did, and she joined up. I was like, wow.
Oh, wonderful.
Just like that. Now, let me ask you a couple more questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm so impressed with you. I can talk to you all day.
Thank you.
Now, what does your short-term and long-term goals look like for you, Jada?
Well, let's see. Short-term, well, I don't know if it's short-term, but I have 40 more pounds to go. My goal is to either compete in a competition or look like I can compete. My trainer would like me to compete. So that's what I'm looking for 2015. And then, of course, I'd like to just keep growing. I'd like V2 Fitness to expand. I'd like to keep seeing where that's going to take me. I've kind of got involved in this whole holistic approach to preventive medicine and, you know, just keep inspiring people to get healthy through nutrition and exercise.
Well, V2 Fitness will definitely continue growing. That's a no-brainer for sure.
Thank you.
So you actually have a personal trainer working with you right now.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. We're not as regular as we used to be. I kind of go in as I need to. But yes, Robert Fulton of Fulton Fitness is my trainer. I also have a virtual trainer, Israel McGee. So yes. I still, okay. Even trainers need to be trained.
yeah, okay, I agree.
Yes.
That's true. Mm-hmm. As a trainer myself, I guess I could use one too now.
Yes, exactly.
That's funny. Okay. Now, do you have a website?
I don't have a website yet. That's next in the move. I need to do that. Right now, Facebook has been my media. But I do need to develop a website. I'd like to also, I had started actually a blog, over a year ago, Journey for Health. So I think I'd like to incorporate that in, and just continue pouring information that way as well.
Yeah, sure. Like V2 Fitness, Journey to Health.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Always branding yourself.
Yes, always, always.
How can my listeners follow you on social media besides Facebook?
My Twitter is Journey for Health, so they can follow me on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I am Lyric35. So, yes, I can be followed on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Okay, give the Facebook name again.
It is 30 Day Challenges with Jada.
Okay.
And then they can also find the page V2 Fitness Studio.
Perfect. Now, is there anything that you would like to share with my listeners, Jada, that we didn't cover today?
I think that we pretty much covered everything. I just like to inspire, motivate, you know, everyone to just get on board, whether it's with my challenge or someone's challenge. But this is the time, you know, this is the time to just start focusing on your health. Better now than later.
Yes, better now than later, because,
yes,
you know, there's nothing like the present to take care of
exactly.
These issues now.
Exactly.
And prevention is the key,
yes.
Right?
Yes, that's the whole move of healthcare now, Vince. It's all about preventing.
Yes, so, most definitely.
Yeah, and it's a combination. I want people to remember it's a combination of nutrition and exercise. And, you know, you don't have to be overzealous, but just start somewhere, something that you enjoy doing. Just get up and take each moment at a time. Don't worry about, oh, can I keep this up? Take each day separately, and that's how I did it. I didn't focus on the 100 pounds. I separated into segments. You know, I want to accomplish 5 pounds, and then the next 5. So sometimes goals can be overwhelming when they're so large. So start small.
But one step at a time,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. One foot in front of the other.
The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.
There you go. That's it.
Right?
That summarizes it.
If I recall correctly. Yes, yes, Jada. You know, I really, again, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks to Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you so much for having me, Vince. It was a pleasure.
And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks to Fitness blog at www.6weeks.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care and bye-bye.